AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Big winter storm is prompting blizzard warnings from the Rockies into the northern plains in the Midwest. Forecaster David Roth with the National Weather Service.
Northeast Colorado through western Nebraska, eastern Wyoming, western South Dakota, and far southeast Montana.
For those farther south, heavy rains with possible flash flooding, hail, and tornadoes. Roth says it's all moving east, and low pressure will likely bring snow to the Mid-Atlantic region, too.
Several inches of snow across, like, western Maryland, the West Virginia Panhandle through portions of Pennsylvania, and what anybody would consider upstate New York, northern New York.
The House Financial Services Committee plans to hold a hearing Tuesday into the collapse of crypto exchange FTX, but now it looks like it may be missing its star witness. Former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has been arrested in the Bahamas at the request of the U.S. government. And Elon Musk's Twitter has dissolved its Trust and Safety Council, the advisory group formed to address hate speech, child exploitation, suicide, self-harm, and other problems on the platform. That word from several council members who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity due to fears of retaliation. A former Libyan intelligence official accused of making the bomb that brought down Pan Am Flight 103 appeared in federal court in Washington on terrorism charges. 11 people on the ground and 259 on the plane were killed when it exploded over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988. R. Eric Tucker was in the court.
We heard Mr. Massoud indicate that he did not want to say anything until he had an attorney. He was, of course, represented by attorneys, but those federal defenders said that Mr. Massoud wanted his own attorneys, which the Constitution permits.
And in another D.C. court, trial started for four members of the Oath Keepers extremist group on seditious conspiracy charges in connection with the Capitol riot. This is AP News. The Bidens have spread holiday cheer at an event marking the 75th anniversary of Toys for Tots. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Now let's get sorting these gifts, okay?
At a military base just outside of Washington, the President and First Lady helped pack gifts, noting Toys for Tots collected some 22 million toys for kids just last year.
Giving Santa a run for his money.
So how many of you know this book?
Jill Biden held up How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and with a case of laryngitis.
The Grinch threw something he hadn't before.
Invited a child to read from it.
Military kids like you give our country so much.
You have to be brave.
The event is part of the First Lady's Joining Forces initiative to help families of troops and veterans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.